During the week, I raised the issue in terms of the cost for motorists to travel to Alban to Scotland, either through Larne or Belfastia. There's a massive cost. The ferry service have a huge monopoly on this here and can dictate very easily the cost. And that cost is putting a huge amount of people off. As we know, Donegal, and especially West Donegal, has a massive, strong connection with the west coast of Scotland, right up to Glasgow and to the east coast. And families and friends, relatives who regularly come home have been saying to me that they're not coming home this year because of the cost of the ferry. It is far too expensive to get Airbnb when you are here. But the ferry itself, being one of the main costs, is too much. So I asked the council to raise this with the Holyrood government. I have been doing some work on this in the past with some of the politicians from the SNP in Scotland who were based in Dumfries and based in Stranraer as well. We've had conversations around this, but unfortunately it hadn't kind of taken grip or it hasn't been moved on. So unfortunately what is happening is that the ferry companies are dictating a very unfair, overpriced costing, and it's affecting people in terms of travel. It's affecting people who, like I said earlier, who wants to come home for the summer or different times of the year. It's affecting those that want to go to see Celtic games or Hibernian games, either or, and other events in Scotland. And then people just can't afford this high cost. And what I'd like to see is the pressure coming on the companies to lower the prices to allow people to be able to travel freely to Scotland, between Scotland and Ireland and Ireland, Scotland. After all, we're only a couple of miles apart. The connection is massive and people do want to see their loved ones and family on a regular basis.
Is it your belief that there is a formula by which politics can become involved here? Because the immediate argument is going to be there are two private companies operating private services on a route for which they are licensed, and there is no role for politicians to attempt to in any way dictate price.
Well, I would disagree. Everything is politics. If we look at what's happening in Leinster House in relation to, lately we've heard Thomas Pringle talking about hoteliers and the overcost for staying in hotels and asking for the state to intervene there. We've seen other people like Paul Murphy and others talking about the cost of supermarkets and the overpricing, asking for the state to intervene. There's nothing new here for the state to intervene when companies are showing their pure greed in terms of the cost that they're charging people. So yes, there is a space for politics. There always has to be space for politics, and the private market just cannot be allowed to run away with itself, which it continuously does. So I'm hoping that a small engagement from us and that it becomes an issue. Again, nothing ever is an issue or priority until you make it.